Today's Tanya, for the 16th of Sivan, is at the beginning of Perek Hey of Sha'arei Yichud V'Emunah. Chapter 5, Sha'arei Yichud V'Emunah, and we're on page 300. Perek Hey. V'hine alze amr zal, concerning these two attributes, the attribute of kindness that creates, and gvura, Shem Elikim, that gives form to the creation. Concerning this, the sages say that the tchila all of the machshava livres elam midas hadin, that initially it had risen in God's thought the idea to create the world out of severity. Seeing that the world would not be able to survive, he added to it the attribute of compassion. Haino his galus alikus ayedei tzadikim ve'eseis umesim shebeteza, which means that God created the world with tzimtzum, with gvura, but in order to balance it, he amended, so to speak, the severity that prohibits godliness from being revealed. So to balance that, God reveals himself, even after the Tzimtzum, even after the Gvura, through Tzaddikim and through the miracles and the signs of Teza. So there are occasions and there are circumstances in which God does reveal himself in order to balance the Tzimtzum. V'hine alze amru b'zehar, concerning this it says in the Zehar, that the le'ela b'sita d'gdusha ilo, that above, in the sight of holiness, in the place of holiness, is yemina v'ismola, there exists a right and a left side. Dahainu chesed u'gvura, right and left are kindness and severity. Pirush, what this means is shtei hen hein midas elikus l'mayla m'seichel hanevroyim v'hasagosom, that both of them, both the creative power and the restraining power, are both attributes of God. Both of them are beyond our understanding, the iyu v'garmeyuchad be'olam ha'atzilus, because God and his attributes are one in the world of Atzilus, and we are talking here about the chesed and the gevura in Atzilus. Ve'af ha'sogas Meishe Rabbeinu olav ha'sholem b'nevu osei, and even what Meishe Rabbeinu understood and comprehended in his nevuah, when he had prophecies, le'hoysa be'olam ha'atzilus, it wasn't on the level of the world of Atzilus, El al yedei yislap shusei deilam habriya, rather it came through the world of Briya. That which was in Atzilus comes to Moshe in the prophecy by passing through, coming through the world of Briya. Av gam zeis lei b'shtei midei seilu chesed u'gvuzo, and even then, even as the attributes come from Atzilus through Briya, before it becomes a prophecy, it also does not include the prophecy, the revelation, does not include the chesed and gvura themselves of Atzilus, Ela idei slap shusun, b'midei shalamata mehen b'madrege, shehein midei netzachid yaseid. So that the attributes of chesed and gvura do not reveal themselves directly, they reveal themselves through the lower attributes as they are in Atzilus. So the chesed and gvura of Atzilus clothe themselves in the netzach hei yiseid of Atzilus, and that doesn't reveal itself directly. It first clothes itself in the world of Briya, and then becomes a prophecy. K'meshikosu b'shar ha'nevuah. Zak shematan scharam shel tzadikim began Eden, hu asogas ispashtus achayiz ve'er hanimshach m'shtei midei seilu chesed v'gvura, and it's only the reward that the tzaddikim receive in Gan Eden, only there do they get to understand the two attributes, chesed and gvura, themselves without garments. V'hu mozin nishamis ha-tzaddikim shaska b'teira l'shma b'elam hazeh, and that is the nourishment of the souls of the tzaddikim who devoted themselves to the study of Torah for its own sake while they were here on earth. Kim nehispash t'shtei midis elu, because from these two attributes, chesed u'gvura, nimtach rakia al hanishomei shebegan Eden, there is a rakia, there is a firmament that is spread out over the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. A sky is created over them, made from the attributes Chesed and Gvura. And this firmament is called the secrets of Torah. And that contains the meaning of the 22 letters, the secrets of Torah. Means the meaning of the 22 letters of Torah that are basically created and derived from these two attributes of Chesed and Gvura. As it says, from his right hand comes a fiery law. The right hand being kindness, and the fiery law being severity. And from this heaven, there comes a dew, a tau, that nourishes the neshames, the hainu yediyah seidchav beis eisiyas ha-teirah, which means the knowledge and the understanding of these 22 letters of Torah. Ki harikiyah hazeh huseid hadas. The Torah is the nourishment, the food of the neshama. The amitzis heim levushim kimavur kol zeh bezeir vayakil dafresh tes vareish yudu beitzchayim shabnam dalet peirik gimel. So for the neshama, the study of Torah is the mazin, the food, and the mitzvahs are the garments that the neshama wears in Gan Eden. So the point of it is that the two attributes, both the Chesed and the Gvura, are both beyond the comprehension of created beings, since they are both attributes within God Himself. In the Hayem Yem, for the 16th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that Kvar Hechlitu Harishenim Kimalochim, that those early sages who are like angels, Zuchusam Yogin Aleinu, they've already concluded that the healing of the soul is similar to the healing of the body. Primarily, the first crucial step is you have to mark off and identify the place of the disease. Is the disease the coarseness of the body, that the body is crass, gross, and corrupt? Or is the disease or the weakness in the expressions of the nefesh, in the powers of the soul? As, for example, a tendency towards undesirable things like arrogance and falsehood and so on. These things come not from the coarseness of a body. The coarseness of the body might produce passion or laziness, or while the nefesh would produce arrogance and falsehood. Oy, another possibility is shemokir hacheli hu baharigilus, that the place, the site of the illness is not in the nefesh and not in the body, but rather in the habits. It's an external illness that has accumulated, that has been acquired through habit. Either because of a poor education or because of a corrupt environment, he has come to unhealthy or evil habits. Until you have determined the particular site of the disease and the cause that brought the disease, you can't begin to heal it. But you have to set up a path, a lifestyle, where the person lives with proper behavior, proper conduct, concerning what the person should do and what the person should avoid doing, which is in the positive, the doing. He should do mitzvahs, and he should set aside time to study Torah, and he should acquire good character traits, or bisur mezah, and also in avoiding the evil. But what is most necessary is that the person who is sick should himself arouse within himself two things. Number one, leida shehu chela. The first thing is that he should know, recognize, and admit that he is ill. And therefore want and desire to be rid of the illness. And number two, hayidia sheyachol hisrapis. He has to have a confidence to know for sure that he can be healed. V'hatikva ubitochen gomur, and he has to have a complete trust, not only faith but trust. Ki be'ezes Hashem yizbarach yisrapim mecholyav, that with God's help he will be cured of this illness.